Hello and welcome to HW Editorial with me, Sujit Nair. Here you can listen to my views, my analysis. Follow this podcast to stay updated. At HW News, we have been delivering news that matters to you. Our goal is to present you with information that stimulates conversations around topic of larger public importance that often gets lost in primetime shows. Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Editorial. You know what? I love talking data. I love talking data because data, if it is computed right, gives you the direction in which you are going. It gives you a clear picture of where you are headed to. And if it is computed wrong, of course, data can say what you want it to say. That also is a fact. But if it is computed right, it gives you a direction. And as an advertising person, for me, data has shown me a lot of success. Because if you go by data and you stick to data and you plan your strategy according to data, more often than not that it has not failed, more often than not, your strategies are effective. So that's the point I wanted to make. I'm going to talk to you about two subjects today. I'm going to talk to you about crime against foreigners in India, and I'm going to talk to you about health and education in India. Are they connected? Yeah, actually, to some extent, they are. Let's get right into the show. A young Spanish woman was raped in Jharkhand. She was brutally raped, gang raped. Now, a lot of people, especially international tourists, wrote about it. Now, when people talk about sexual assault, when people talk, especially foreigners, talk about crimes in India, are they actually lies? Do they exist? Are they for real, or are these people actually trying to defame India? Now, there is a very interesting data about this in the Hindu. And I'm going to take you through that data. So this data is courtesy Hindu. And the data says as follows. In India, between 2016 to 2022, the amount of theft on foreigners were 886, out of which only 40 cases were disposed and 10 cases were convicted. Out of 886 cases, only 10 conviction, which means a little more than 10% rather, were convicted. So that's the status of theft. Assault on women and intent to outrage or modesty cases reported were 180. Cases disposed, 23. And cases convicted, 11. 180 cases, convicted cases, 11. Less than 10%. And this, I am talking about outrage of women's modesty. Rape, 148 cases reported, 16 cases disposed of, and 7. Again, just mere 5% of cases convicted. Cheating, 144 cases were registered between 2016-2022. 6 cases were disposed of and only 3 cases out of 114 cases were convicted. Simple hurt, 84 cases disposed of, 34 convicted, 21. Murder, 79 cases of murder on foreigners murdered in Indian soil, 79 cases were registered, 8 cases were disposed of, and only 3 cases, again less than 10%, not even 5%, 4% odd cases were convicted. Robbery, 79 cases reported, 7 disposed of, just 1 case convicted. Immoral traffic prevention, 65 cases reported, 5 cases disposed of, 0 case convicted. Human trafficking, 57 cases reported, 2 cases were disposed of, just 1 case was convicted. Kidnapping and abduction, 38 cases reported, 3 cases disposed of, just 1 case convicted. Forgery, 35 cases, 1 case was disposed of, 0 convicted. Attempt to commit murder, 31 cases registered, 6 cases disposed of, and only 2 cases were convicted. This is the status. This is what happens to a foreigner. When there are crimes on foreigners, people who come from foreign land, people who come to visit our countries, our guest, Atithi Devo Bhava, when that happens, this is the crime that is registered and this is the conviction rate. Now, how much would a foreigner trust us? And why should a foreigner trust us? Number one. Number two is, have you ever wondered the actual numbers? Have you ever wondered that a lot of people may not be able to go and get the case registered? Have you ever wondered that there is a possibility that a lot of foreigners must have attempted, but their case has not, or an FIR has not been filed? Are a world champion, world level wrestlers, their FIRs were not being filed in Delhi and it took them to come on the streets. They had to come on the streets and then their FIR was filed in Delhi. Now you talk about foreigners, people who don't even live in this country, people who are in this country for 10 days, 15 days, 1 month. What are the chances that they would have gone to a police station and their case would have been, their FIRs would have been filed? This is something that you and I need to think of. This is the first data that I want to give you. And the second data that I want to talk to you about is health and education. Health education and data tabulated by Mint. This is courtesy Mint that I'm showing you this data. And we will talk about this data and then we will try and connect all of that we said. Now, as far as our health and education budgets are concerned, total spends are concerned. You see, in 2013-14, our gross tax revenue was 10.1% of the GDP. And out of that, we spent 0.9% on health and education. 2016-17, 11.1%, we spent 0.7%. 2020, 10% and we spent 0.8%. 2023, we spent 11.2% and got 11.2% as our gross tax revenue and we spent 0.6%. 2024-25, we have got 11.7% as gross tax revenue and we are spending 0.6%. Our gross tax revenue in terms of volumes has humongously increased since 2008-2013 compared to then. Our gross tax revenue has increased drastically, but our health and education spend seems to be decreasing. Seems to be literally decreasing because it was 0.9% in 2013-14 and it is 0.6% in 2024-25. It was 0.7% in 2023-24. What are we thus doing to our country? What is the priority that we are giving to health and education, two of the most important fundamentals of building a nation? They say you destroy education, you destroy universities, you destroy schools, and you destroy that nation. That is what they say. And it is so true. And the two priorities, what you need to build for nation building primarily, are educated, healthy people. Educated, healthy people, not egos, trying to build temples and masjids. That's not what we need for a healthy nation. We need educated, healthy people. And our spend on education and health is actually the minimal, and worst, it's going down. Now let me give you one more data that may surprise you. You see, according to Mint, India has one of the biggest scales of likely underreporting of COVID deaths. You know why I say this was important? I say this is important is because according to Mint itself, and if you go through my yesterday's editorial, one of the strengths that people speak about is our COVID vaccination. The way we created our COVID vaccination and the way we delivered COVID vaccination to 140 crore people or whatever number of people, more than 100 crore people in India. That has been the greatest strength of this government. And according to this report, India has one of the biggest scales of likely underreporting of COVID death. And Countries with the highest scale of underreporting of COVID-related deaths in 2020-21, Egypt is 12.5% and India is 6.9%, followed by Indonesia 5.6%, Philippines 4.3%. We've underreported our COVID deaths, is what this report says. Right, wrong, otherwise, I don't know. Our condition of education, I have done a complete separate editorial on that, as to what condition our education system is in currently. The point that I am trying to make through this editorial is that till such time that we do not spend money on health, till such time that we do not spend our money on education, till such time we don't improve our education system, crime against women and crime per se in this country is only going to grow, because normally one sees it is directly proportional. It is directly proportional. Unless and until you instill the maturity, unless and until you instill good behavior, good behavioral practices in our youth through our education system, you are going to see rise in crime. And the fact is, the kind of crimes that we are talking about, especially on foreigners, and the fact that these cases, first of all, few cases are registered, and if those cases there is no conviction, then there'll be no fear. There'll be no fear to trouble a foreigner in India. What we are actually putting at risk is the reputation of India, is the sheer concept that we live by, that is Atithi Devo Bhava. Till I see you next time, Namaskar.
Stay ahead with our cutting edge news app. Instantly access the latest shorts in just 1 minute and breaking news in just 50 words. Download now for a smarter, faster news experience.
If you like this episode, please rate us with 5 stars right now. HW News Podcast are available on BingePods and all other audio platforms. Also, don't miss to check out our news reports from the house of HW News Podcast. We are sure you will love it too.